For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Orgullosamente latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be
thumping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop rocking.
Can't you stop it? I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, we stump in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my handed
down. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the thing, that's what happens with accusations. So I don't know.
You go, girl.
We got a lot of mailbag questions this week. You ready?
All right, hit them up.
It's from Ricardo Izzo, and the subject is lazy booking. Hi guys, day one listener and pro wrestling fan since late 90s. I've recently been watching Joint Impact over the past couple of months, as I can no longer bear to watch Raw or SmackDown because I feel like there's virtually zero effort going into the product.
Right.
My question is, why do you guys think WWE puts so little effort into their weekly TV shows when you compare it to Impact, especially with the budget that they have at their disposal? Is it laziness or is the writing staff not good enough? Keep up the good work. Thanks, Ricardo. I would say it's the writing staff is not good enough and they don't have any competition. So, yes, they are kind of lazy.
Right. Plus, I also think that, and we've discussed this on the show ad nauseum, tremendous word for Latino while on a podcast. But to me, and it's just too much TV. You know, like if you watch MLW, it's 1 hour. Impact or SmackDown, it's 2 hours, and 3 hours, and sometimes a little bit more to do every week is, you know, it's just very hard to do. Plus, all the network TV that they have to write. And so they're just super saturated, and it shows in the product. You know, they're just stretched out too thin. If they had like one show, the show would probably be great. And not only that, it's very it's very tiring for talent. Because you remember, Glenn, when we got Nitro, when we got, what was the other one? Thunder, right? And then we also had to do Saturday night tapings, and we kind of liked it because we, you know, they would feature us prominently on Thunder and Saturday night tapings. But it was fucking hard to do two tapings or three a week. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
It was very draining. It's yeah.
All right. Next one is Starcast. This one from Mike Daniels. The subject is Starcast Roast. Hello, K100 crew. This is Mike Daniels writing to you from my seasonal residence in Nashville. This guy sounds like a million-dollar man, Mark. remember that, the million-dollar
yeah,
man?
Yeah.
Making his summer residence in
Palm Springs.
Palm Springs, California.
there was another one that they said he lived in Stratford-on-Avon.
Yeah, making his winter residence in Stratford-on-Avon. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's great stuff. I've been listening since day one. I've been a Patreon member since day one. Do I want to give a shout out to this guy, Mike Daniels?
Yo, what's up, Mike Daniels?
Boom. I'm not going to go out of my way to put everyone over or bury anyone, but I will say the show is much better since he gave the boot to Kevin Pennywise, Slender Man, whoop whoop, what up, doe?
What up, doe?
That is awesome.
My question is, did you see the roast of Bruce Pritchard from the StarCast weekend? Some of the wrestlers were absolutely brutal with their material, especially Medusa. I think D.I. and K-Dog would have made great roasters because you're both naturally funny, and I always enjoy listening to you take shots at each other. Keep up the great work.
Now, I haven't seen that, but could we? Is there any way to get that, Joe?
Yeah, I'm sure I could reach out to Conrad or something like that.
Okay, please send that. Please get that for us.
Yeah.
I'll send it to Disco, and we'll review it, and we'll put what we thought was the best guy or best line on the show.
I saw it.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. Right. You know, it's almost like any other roast where the Comedy Central one, sometimes people, they stand out like they didn't fit or whatever. In this one, I wasn't too sure about the stand-ups. It just seemed like they were really forcing the wrestling jokes in, you know, which you have to, obviously. But Jarrett was good.
Ron Bunch is one of them?
I didn't see Ron. I kind of, like, watched it and sped through to see who I wanted to see. But Jarrett
was
good.
He's hilarious.
And Jeff Jarrett was funny, and Sean Waltman was very funny.
Oh, good. Let's give a shout-out to Sean Waltman.
Yeah.
Because the mother of his kid passed.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, which Jarrett. I actually met before, yeah.
Right. Definitely condolences for, I'm sure that's, you know, a troubling situation he's going through, but we wish him the best, obviously.
Absolutely.
1,000%, Sean. Hang in there for your kids, man. Love you, my brother. He was my roommate in Mexico City, he's my brother forever.
Yeah. This is from Graham Boston. That's great. Yeah. Graham Boston's kind of he's on Twitter a lot, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a big-time fan and listener and Patreon subscriber as well.
Hi, the subject is Guardian Angels. This is actually funny. Hi, lads. Hope you're well. Conan. Who was the better Guardian Angel, the Big Boss Man or Vampiro? Thanks, Graham from South Wales, United Kingdom. And Graham has a PS here. I hope this gets through, as I believe Joe is censoring me again.
Oh,
I told Kevin Gill that one day Jeff Lane would have his job. I was nearly right. Don't make me another prediction, Joe.
Wow.
Don't make me make another prediction, Joe, he says. All right.
That is slanderous.
So who was the better Guardian Angel, Boss Man or Vamp?
You know, I got to tell you this about Vamp, which is actually kind of funny. So two things. He once told me the story that him and the Guardian Angels had gone to some place in Mexico City. I think it was a subway station. And it was like him and like 15 Guardian Angels and 200 gang members. Okay. And they beat them up. And I was like, well, what weapons did you use? And he goes, we didn't use any weapons. Okay. Now, mind you, he didn't even have a scratch on him or anything. And he expected me to believe that story. First of all, I've never seen a gang like running 200 deep. Like, where does that even happen? But that was one with the Guardian Angels of Mexico. And then two, we had this show in San Jose, California. And the San Jose chapter of the Guardian Angels showed up. And it literally kind of looked like the cast from South Park. There was actually one guy that was like disabled and two guys that just looked like they couldn't, you know, punch right out of a wet paper sack. And it was like the most, what would be the word? Motley-est looking Guardian Angels I'd ever seen. So I would say for sure, Vamp.
Interesting. All right. So the next one is from, it's from Luke Smith. Oh, buddy Luke from Australia.
What up, Luke?
The subject is PCO. That's Paul Pierre Carluet.
Yeah.
Hey guys, just listen to Austin's latest podcast with PCO, who's using like a Frankenstein character. I see he's in MLW. We don't get that here in Australia, but interested to hear Conan Disco's thoughts on his character. Austin put him over huge, and story about the scar on his chest is crazy. Luke Smith from Australia. I can't comment on this because I haven't seen it. What about you?
I think I saw a vignette of him doing some sort of like, I think they were trying to electrify him or something like that. Do you know which one I'm talking about, Joe?
Well, I guess it's a Frankenstein thing.
Yeah.
Where he's got the manager, the Canadian guy.
Yeah, not offhand, but I've seen other vignettes of his, and it's just, you know, like a crazy type character, and it's one of those unique comeback stories. I mean, 2018 and Pierre Ouellette's doing something pretty wild and getting attention, you know. I always thought he was talented whenever I saw him, though, in WWE, WCW, even ECW, whenever he showed up, he kind of stood out, you know, so it's good to see him back.
It was, the vignettes were kind of campy, but in a good way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Super cool guy, really strong, much respect for what he's doing at his age, man. He's taking some crazy bumps. I think I even saw him, correct me on this one, Joe, I think I even saw him do like a moonsault off the third to the outside.
Yep.
I mean, he brings it. And he was one of the guys that was on that great, great trip to Lebanon, which if you go through our archives, Frankie Kazarian and me go over that trip to Lebanon. It's ridiculous with like Stevie Ray, Kurigan, Gama Singh.
Wow.
It was something else. But yeah, PCO, super cool guy.
Interesting. The next one is from Philip Sofer, whoever this is.
This is and the subject. Sorry, I was going to say this is long, but I thought you'd find it interesting.
This isn't that long. It's long, but it's not that long. Yeah. It's about as long as it could be, right? And the subject is a few words about religion. Hello, Dad. Oh, God. So this is one of the parody accounts.
One of your creations.
Oh, Jesus.
Philip Soffer.
Okay. Oh, here we go. This, Kate. I'm Philip. Hello, Dad and Keeping 100 Crew. I'm Philip Octavius Sofer, or philosopher for short, the evil thinker. You fellows are wondering about the religious scandals. I have a few words. How do we explain gain? How do we explain bounty? A gift from a god, right? Long before the religious trappings of today, people recognized how to produce things. You need a male and a female, or penis and vagina. If you add the anus, you get a trinity. Nice. Before you dismiss this, just take a look at our stories of the past. The Greek and later Roman chef god of the pantheon was somehow having babies with humans. If you look at the Bible, there are tales of people worshiping poles and trees, symbolic of a phallus. The celebrations and some temple rituals involve sex with male prostitutes. Traverse forward through time a little. Look at samurai and the relationships they had with young samurai. Look at knights and pages. Look at thespians and young male actors who play female parts. The penis is revered as source of creation. It's really kind of gross. So we get to the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire has nothing to do with the Bible. Actually, the Romans are the ones who said to have crucified Jesus, as the story goes. That is clearly a work. The Romans would allow a supposedly Jewish man to be worshipped as a god. Why would Rome do this? It makes no sense when you think about it. I don't want this to get too long, so I'll just leave it this. The Anthology, or set of books that the major three religions have a death clutch on, buries just about everyone. So think about this. Why do they cling to these books when they have all these other books to supposedly explain the religion? The Catholic Church has even said that the Bible is not the foundation for their beliefs. The Church is. One last thing. Kevin Gill is the queen of the snowflakes. Kevin Gill is one of the beneficiaries of ICC. Jesus Christ. I love how this turned into a discussion about religion, and the last sentence is, one last thing. Kevin Gill is the queen of snowflakes. Kevin Gill is the beneficiaries of ICP putting over ugly people for 20 years. Hashtag Quasi Kogo. Philosopher.
Quasi Kogo. That's tremendous.
Quasi Kogo. What do you think about that?
Yeah, if you, like, all the major religions have some wacky shit in there. I mean, we talked about Christianity and the altar boys and stuff. Obviously, just all religions they have that wacky aspect to it, where there's, you know, things that you got to turn a blind eye to. I don't know, it's fucked up. Yeah,
well, it is very, very much so.
But he was talking about the books. I mean, if you break down like the teachings of Jesus, if you will, like Thomas Jefferson wrote a book called The Teachings of Jesus Christ, and he took out all the miracle horse shit and all that out of it and just turned it into like straight up like this guy's philosophy. And I mean, if you take all the goofiness out of it, that's what you got, is just philosophy underneath.
Interesting. Okay, the next one's from Robert Perry, and the subject is comedians. Hi guys, just joined the $25 tier. Thanks for the content. I just watched Eddie Murphy's two classic concerts, Delirious and Raw. I think Delirious is the best comedic set I've ever seen. But imagine how the content of his set would be received today. He used words like, I'll just say hashtag big F, okay, unquote, and made fun of different races. KG and Satin would hate it and get their panties in a bunch. Who are some of your favorite comedians and which of their sets did you like? From Robert Perry and the 619. Actually, one of my favorites is Richard Pryor live on the Sunset Strip. Okay, right. And I would put that up against Delirious or Raw, which are all great. They're all great, but I think Richard Pryor was a little bit funnier than Eddie Murphy, even though they were A plus level comedians, like the best of the best. These two guys,
yeah.
Right. Would you agree with that then? Like for me, Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy are probably the two best stand up comics of all time.
I would say so, and I would also put in that category. And I don't know if he's a stand. Well, yeah, Robin Williams, I thought was incredible too.
He's incredible, and also, you know, he's pretty good. Is Mitch? Was it Norm MacDonald?
Norm MacDonald. I wouldn't put him up there with them.
But for he's a different generation, kind of. You know.
You know who I would put up with them?
Who?
And those are three of the greatest, right?
Yeah.
The guy that we always have on our show, George Carlin.
Yeah.
George Carlin.
You gotta have Carlin up there.
But obviously, really, but definitely. Really. Obviously, their sets back then would have seen that these millennials would go crazy that they were saying that stuff.
Right.
You know,
like, is there anybody you want to add on there, Joe?
Lenny Bruce. I mean, he started it all, really, with the kind of think comedy and using, you know, expletives. And but newer guys, even, that unfortunately two of them passed away. It was Greg Giraldo was pretty great.
What did you think? Let me ask you this. How would you rate? Did you guys see Raging Bull?
Yes.
Yeah.
How would you rate Jake LaMotta as a stand-up comic?
Definitely at least an 8 out of 10.
He was like doing stand-up comedy in that little bar. He was heckling the people. He was like, fuck you. You'll fuck your mother. and the horses she rode in on. And the cavalry behind it.
Bro, did you hear the cold open the other day when I put the Raging Bull?
Yeah, oh, it's great, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But Greg Giraldo was great. Patrice O'Neill was I discover more of his stuff, you know, every week or so. I check out some stuff on YouTube, and he was just brilliant. And before all the shit went down with him, Louis C.K., I mean, had some great stand-up comedy hours. So there were
But if you go back, I would tell this to people: go on YouTube and just check out some of the Richard Pryor stuff.
Oh yeah.
He really, really just incredibly fun.
Way ahead of his time.
When he was doing the thing where he has the skits where he's making fun of the Italian mobsters that he used to hang out with.
Yeah. Right.
That's like one of the, that is absolutely hysterical. I'm actually going to post that on Twitter probably. Here's the next one. And this is from Jed Frankforther.
Oh,
boy. Kind of a recurring theme here of people in the emails. Same people every week. The subject is North Carolina rednecks. Hey, guys. Love the show. Enjoy seeing Conan and Impact every week. JoJo, the producer, is still over with me, but this question is for Disco. When you announced the North Carolina Rednecks on the Disco list, why is Jeff Hardy excluded? Just curious. Jed Frankforther, a.k.a. Snowflake KG on FanDuel. is that what his name is? Snowflake KG on FanDuel?
On the FanDuel, yep.
That's a great name. I was gonna kazoo you because of the Jeff Hardy excluded. He's never excluded, right. And but the Snowflake KG's got you. Yeah.
So that's fake news. All right. The next one is from Graham Boston again. Wow.
Well, he said I censor his emails. So there now he's got two. He got two through. So there you go, Graham.
Were you censoring his emails?
No. Usually they just suck.
Well, why do you have two this week? And there was like none the weeks before.
Because I thought these were too interesting.
Oh, no. See, well, you were censoring him.
Well,
you weren't including his emails because they sucked.
They sucked.
That is a form of censorship. You saying they sucked is a form of censorship by not allowing them to be heard. Would you agree with that?
1,000%.
Yeah. So you are censoring.
Wonder how much other stuff he's withholding.
How could you not say you're not censoring his emails when you literally are not including his emails because you think that they suck?
Listen, I have a responsibility.
That is as classic a form of censorship as I think you can, as you can describe. Would you agree with that, Conan?
It's just a form of selective editing.
Censorship. Under the guise, it's a censorship. You're censoring him. You're not letting him be heard. All right. Hey, lads. Last Thursday, I got married. I just because do that, I don't care if you got married.
Congratulations.
Wait a minute.
The part I wasn't looking forward to is the groom's speech. The morning of the wedding, I watched the K100 live podcast and was impressed by the performance on the mic by Disco. As a 34-year-old chubby bald guy, I channeled my inner Disco, obviously into my outer, and delivered an awesome speech. Thank you, Glenn. My question, Disco, have you been approached for doing your own one-man show? Either on the Las Vegas Strip or Westwood One podcast or in the Creative Control Network where 10 followers and a microphone gets you your own show. That's actually a good point. Thanks, Graham from South Wales. No, I'm not interested. Let me ask you a question. I would say this. If I was still wrestling full-time, like doing indies, I would probably do my own podcast. Okay, but I have a job. I work for a living, and I just don't – you know, I have enough fun doing this. I don't have enough time to do my own show, nor am I interested. So what do you guys think of that?
I just think that here's the great part about whatever you would do or I would do. Somehow we'd be doing it together, whether I was a guest on your show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the cool part about our friendship. And even like with Jericho, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's pretty cool to reconnect with you guys.
You know, back in the day when I was a regular MLW radio listener, one of my favorite episodes is when D.I. showed back up. You know, it was his first appearance on the show with you and MSL and Court, and just your guys' chemistry stuff going back and forth. Maybe always look forward to his appearances on that. So,
right.
Did you listen to any of the shows with just me and Court?
I listened to those. I listened to the ones where it's just you and MSL as well. I remember you did one after the Hogan tapes dropped. That was very good.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, that's the mailbag for this week.
All right, man. Enjoy the rest of the show. Boom.
Autumn is in the air, the pumpkins are in the patch, and our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve to make sure you don't carve your pants pumpkins when you're grooming, if you know what I'm saying. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new fourth generation performance package. Boys, get ready for a cupping season like no other. Ready to take the leap into fall with Manscaped? Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100. So it's time to bundle up with the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. And inside the package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. Everybody knows what that is. The Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. Everybody knows what that is. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. Everybody needs that. The Crop Reviver Toner. The Performance Boxer Briefs, our favorite, I'm wearing a pair right now, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. So first off, the new Performance Package 4.0 includes the Lawnmower 4.0, and if you're looking to cozy up this fall, this trimmer is essential. The fourth generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. It also gives you the ability to turn the 400K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Plus, it's waterproof. You can use it in the bath or the shower. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker. Chop up your worst weeds on top of your nose and ear. The nose and ear hair trimmer uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system to provide proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. That was hard to say, but you get the picture. Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. Everybody knows pumpkin spice lattes and ball deodorant go hand in hand. You knew that. I knew that. Then after trimming the pumpkin patch and whacking the weeds, give your balls a boost. Use the Crop Reviver. And Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to the Performance Package 4.0. The boxers and the shed travel bag. I love the shed travel bag. You can put everything in it plus a little extra things. And the underwear is just super comfortable. The boxers are great. Get comfy on the home and on the go this season with the Manscaped boxers and travel bag. So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with K100. That's K100 at manscaped.com. Make your balls a priority this fall. Choose Manscaped. Your balls will thank you.
Yeah, this thing is great, bro. It's convenient, high-quality grooming product. And, you know, you buy Manscaped stays. You don't. We don't get paid. Real easy. That's the podcasting game. But this thing is great because, as D.I. was saying, it's got a light. It's aerodynamic, so you can hold it in your hand really easy. No snagging on the hair. And the great part, and I don't even know why they don't market this, if you buy an extra one, you could use it on your face, under your arms, on your head. I mean, you can, and then it brings a thing for your ear, for your nose. You know what I'm saying? And all three of us use these products. And for Halloween, Joe will carve out the Halloween smiley face on your nether regions for a small price.
You can do anything. It comes with clippers, too, so you want to do a little changing of the length. Hey, whatever you want to do. But I always say on here, too, I'm a big fan of the refined cologne. So when you're looking on the website for the package and all that, check out the cologne as well. It's I like it a lot. I've actually bought it quite a few times.
And the great part, this for men or women, because everybody shaves except German women. Nothing. Get your Manscaped for your grooming needs. Boom.
So I want to bring up a point that I was talking to a friend about the other day. The Austin area situation. Vince, you familiar with the Austin area situation Impact? And Cody, you're obviously familiar with it, right?
Right.
And so my take was like was the person I was discussing this with. I was like, you know, what if this is a work? Okay, and everybody said, no, I think it's a shoot. But if it is a work, literally the only people that could know what's going on are Austin Aries, Don Callis, and that's it. Because what happens today is because there's so many marks in the dressing room that grew up and like broke into the business in the dirt sheet culture. You know, that all these guys were reading the dirt sheet before they ever got into professional wrestling. And it's all that culture. Bro, there's so many marks in the dressing room that you literally cannot shoot a shoot angle because somebody in your ranks is going to stooge it off.
Yeah.
And like I'm saying, it's like, you know, what if the evolution of wrestling is that the booker literally can't tell anybody else what the angles are except the person that he's telling the angle to? What if that's the evolution of wrestling, where like you can't even smarten up the locker room to what you're doing? You know,
well Glenn, we were on to the evolution of wrestling in 2002 when I couldn't smarten up anybody of what we were doing because I didn't know. We were literally ad-libbing. I mean, Conan, I don't know if you knew this or not, but back in 2002 when TNA started, bro, I would enter the building. Nobody knew I was coming. And I would walk in the back door. That the only people smart to it were Jeff and the Harris boys. That I would walk to the back door. The Harris boys would let me in. And I would walk into the ring. Nobody in that ring knew Vince Russo was even in the state of Tennessee. And I started freaking. It was a 100% ad lib. And I was like pushing the guys, like saying, guys, you better step up your game because I will freaking bury you out here. And I swear to God, Conan, you know who the absolute best one was, who never knew I was coming? But my God, bro, he stood right in my face and was unbelievable. You know who that was? Freaking Tenay. Mike Tenay, bro. Nobody knew I was coming. And I would start with Tenay. Freaking Tenay would get on my face with this look on his face. I thought Tenay was going to freaking hit me. But Disco, that's where the business should have gone. And how many comedies, Glenn, nowadays, is it all ad-libbed? You know, Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's what that show is. So many shows today are ad-libbed. That's the direction the wrestling business should have went in.
Just so people know, we're talking about Conan, were you were there with you were a baby face when Sports Entertainment Extreme was doing their deal in TNA, right? In 2003.
I'm not sure if I was, but I was there.
You were there with the Three Live Crew when I was managing Pat. Yeah, I don't think you were there. Let me tell you how this is how funny it was. So we had the Sports Entertainment Extreme locker room, okay? Bro, this is how ad lib everything was. So me and Vince and Sonny Siaki, you know, Sanders, we're all in there watching the show, and they're giving Zach Gowen a tryout match. Okay, the one-legged wrestler, and like nobody had, he was coming from Demore, you know, from me, but nobody had ever seen this guy on TV. We're in the locker room watching Zach Gowen, and he's out there doing all the jumps and flips. And Vince is going, "Oh, you look at this guy! Like, we're popping huge." And Vince goes, "Hey, let's go recruit him, okay?" We come out of the locker room, unannounced, unplanned. We get in the ring, stop the match, and we take Zack Ryder. We put him up on our shoulders and carry him back to the sex locker room like a recruiter, like just completely ad lib.
Conan,
like,
you want to hear what? Conan, you want to hear what happened one time? You'll get a kick out. Conan, this is how crazy I was at the time, right? So Conan, I hit the ring during one of these shoot things. Nobody knows I'm coming. Nobody. Okay, bro. Right.
one of the guys in the ring is Ron Killings. Hey, bro, this is a young Ron Killings, Conan. Right. Okay, right. Bro. So Conan, now this is a shoot now. Ron doesn't know I'm coming. So I start getting it into Ron, bro. Conan, he starts work fighting me. And right. it looks like shit.
Right.
So I'm saying to myself, no, 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 no. Conan, I swear to you, with everything I had, Conan, I was a lot younger than two. With everything I had, Conan, and this is on tape someplace, I grabbed Ron around the waist and slammed him down to the mat as hard as I could. Okay, bro. So now all of a sudden, bro, a melee breaks out. They drag me out of the building. Bro, I'm on the opposite side of the building, Glenn, where our locker room was. I'm out those doors. Bro, freaking Ron Harris. This is a shoot now. He comes sprinting around the corner, if you know the asylum.
Ron Killings or Ron Harris?
Ron Harris. Okay. And he goes, Vince, he goes, you better get in your car and get the F out of here because Ron Killings is looking for you. And brother, I'm telling you, if he finds you, he is going to kill you. But bro, like, that's what we were doing, and it was so freaking great. But yeah. you know Conan, Glenn, you know what happens, bro. Slowly but surely they start going back to what they know,
bro. They start scripting everything.
Yes,
think about that. We went from ad-libbing to now literally everything is scripted.
I actually did live that part, Vince, because I don't know if you remember that one time that we filmed this thing where Ron Killings took us to the hood, and then I took him to like this Mexican restaurant, and then BG took us to like a trailer park.
Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that.
The Three Live Crew vignettes.
Yeah. Right. So all that shit was ad-lib too. You guys would just go out there and ad-lib. Like, we actually went to the hood. Listen to this. We actually went to the hood, and this kid rolled up on us in a bicycle, and he had a neener in his waist, and he was like, what are you guys doing here? And we were like, oh no, you know, no disrespect, we came here to film. And like, he was basically the guy that took care of the block, and if you weren't there, you know what I'm saying,
yeah
take care of business. And Ronnie goes, I used to do that, you know. Geez. And so he recognized Road Dogg, then he recognized me, and then, you know, he started to call everybody, and everybody came out, and we just ad-libbed. But it was the funniest thing to see Road Dogg with one of those multi-colored wigs, afros.
Yeah.
He was dressed up as like a pimp walking down the street, you know, of Nashville in the hood, and all the brothers were cheering him on, you know.
That's very racist. How would that get over today?
That's what I'm saying, guys. Did either one of you guys see SmackDown last night?
No.
Oh my God, you guys have to watch this, because I have to say this. You know, they're doing an angle with Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles now, okay? And they go to the back, and, you know, the Charlie is interviewing these guys, and freaking Daniel Bryan starts comparing freaking AJ Styles to Pinocchio. The promo becomes about how his nose is growing like Pinocchio. And I said, listen, I love AJ to death. And I don't know Daniel Bryan, but he seems like a stand-up guy. But guys, I got to tell you, when something is that bad and it's making you look that bad, you got to say something, bro. Right. You've got to say something, because, bro, the people watching the TV, they don't know who the F the writers are. They're seeing AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan, and right now, both of you look like the two biggest fools I've ever seen. Conan, I mean, wouldn't you agree? Like, bro, of 1,000%. Course you got it. When it's that bad, Conan, you got to say something.
Right. There's just about nothing. I can't remember too many things, Vincent. This is a shoot that I've been given that I didn't like, that I didn't get changed. Because I just wasn't going to go out there and look like a jack-off. I've done it a couple times because I kind of thought, well, let me see if I can pull it off. And I wasn't able to. But mostly, I'll give you one that was fucking brutal. One time in TNA, they had me, Road Dogg, and and Ron Killings, when we were the Three Live Crew, go up there and do a song, and they had us playing like air instruments or some shit. Bro, that was fucking super JoJo Dutch. I thought we could get away with it, and as I was on the stage doing it, I go, is there any way for me to disappear? Because this is...
Wait, time out. You know how that angle played out?
No.
I think you guys were up there singing. Me and Swinger and Pat came out there, like, attacked you guys from behind, went to the ring to gloat. Somebody came in and beat us up. Somebody came in and beat them up, and somebody came in and it started like a whole like giant brawl and stuff and everything. I think. I remember this angle, yeah.
If you're a regular K100 listener, by now you've probably heard us talking about the incredible results our listeners have experienced from using TestX9. You can actually see their testimonials on Twitter. The all-natural testosterone booster that helps you get more drive, more strength, more energy, and it helps your little general stand at full attention. Well, Legacy have leveled up again and are now offering a combination of products designed specifically for men who may feel like they've lost their edge. The Get Your Edge Back Stack. Maybe you're feeling more aches and pains than you used to. Maybe you lack motivation or drive. Maybe your mind isn't as sharp as it once was. It's time to get your edge back. This stack features Pro Collagen Plus to increase strength and reinvigorate joints, TestX9 to naturally boost testosterone, and Total Mind to improve brain function and memory. Try the Get Your Edge Back stack for 30 days, and we're confident that you'll feel like a new man, especially if you're over 30. Go to the new and improved LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com store. And as always, use code K100 for 10% off your entire order while you're there. Go to the new and improved LegacySupps.com store. And as always, use code K100 for 10% off your entire order. And while you're there, check out their bestsellers like the Amazing Sleep Aid, Recovery PM, and the new women's line, Her Legacy. Brought to you by 9-time world champion Mickey James. That's LegacySupps.com, LegacySupps.com. Nick Aldis runs the show there. We had him on the show this week. We were going to suspend him, but he's back. He's only on probation, and his products are still the bomb.
Yeah, if you want to make sure that your brain and your little general are correct, make sure you get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
All right. You guys ready for the world famous disco list?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. Well, here we go. I want to take me to Funky Town. Want to take me to Funky Town. Let's start off with the Canadian contingency. Your boy, Lord Cyrus.
He's on the list.
Lance Storm.
He's on the list, even though he's dead to Cyrus.
Is there any extra heat on him because he's helping train Mysterio's son?
Well, I mean, it depends on how good the kid turns out.
All right. Paul Security to the Stars, Lazenby.
He's on the list. Did you read his book?
No. Something about a bouncer?
That one? Bouncer stories.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I read the first one, yeah.
Oh, there's two of them?
When We Were Bouncers. Yeah, it's basically a collection of stories that he gathered from guys in wrestling and UFC and acting and stuff that, you know, worked as a bouncer as their second job or whatever.
What would you give the book from a 1 to a 10?
8.
Solid eight. Very good.
Yeah.
Scott Tuggles D'Amore.
He's on the list. He's on the list for still trying to claim that I plagiarized the Swing with Vines match.
Yes. Next week I will have... a recording for you from him.
Okay.
Chris Jericho.
He's still on the list. He's on the list for also for contributing to this smear campaign that he's recruited his dad,
right,
and to smear my good name because his dad had that.
And even getting physical with you too.
Yeah, his dad's threatening me with violence on the cruise.
Is there any extra heat on Jericho for that new shirt he came out with, where like he looks like he's a saint or something like that, or I don't know?
No, it's a devil worship shirt.
Like a devil worship. Yeah, it's got like an icon around the head. Right.
I wonder what that idiot Russian Vids is going to say about that. That maybe Chris is part of the New World Order or something.
Well,
you know?
If you remember, he had those guys on his show talking about the Satanic White House and everything, right? So, you know, maybe he was influenced by that.
Lance Storm's daughter, Rebecca Evers.
Oh, God. She's on the list for taking a cheap shot at me on Twitter.
Here's the whole North Kakalaki gang. Matt, Maxell, Wolfgang, Jeff, Rebbe, Senor Benjamin, and Shane Helms.
All those rednecks are still. What about Jeff? You said Jeff, right? Because there was controversy on Twitter this week. Somebody said that, or on the mailbag, somebody said that Jeff wasn't included in that, but he is. And I say yes. All those North Carolina rednecks are on the list. even though Senior Benjamin and Rebbe are not rednecks, they're Puerto Rican. They're still on the list.
Right.
I believe that they was
because they're.
How come Rebbe hasn't been controversial on Twitter lately? She hasn't really had any, you know, she was really good on Twitter for a while.
Yeah, I think you have to give her a good subject matter to be controversial about.
Did you see that they're doing some kind of like family hearty show on the WWE Network to start in the film?
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, they should do a network special on me.
That's tremendous. Yeah. But real quick, even though Matt just he just retired from wrestling, right?
Yes.
Did he?
Oh, yeah, he retired.
I think so, yeah.
Even though he retired, he's still on the list?
Of course.
All right, just making sure.
Why would they get him off the list?
I don't know. You might have a little sympathy. A sexy star.
She's still on the list. Is she still on your list?
1,000%. Her explanation for injuring, I always forget her name.
Rosemary.
Yeah, for trying to say it wasn't on purpose, that's on the list for sure.
Jimmy Jacobs' blue fingernails and purple toenails.
They're on the list regardless of the color. I do want to see a video of them getting painted.
The video of the shoes he wore last week.
I got to admit, those shoes are actually pretty cool. I like those. This is something my character would have worn.
Right. You know?
And I would also say that maybe he's copying my character.
Really?
Awesome. Oh,
yeah, maybe. You know.
All right. Mark Madden.
He's still on the list.
I went to his Twitter and I read all his tweets about Pittsburgh. He's absolutely right. Yeah. Vince Russo, his singing, and his Twitter followers.
Twitter followers especially, and the singing especially, yes, they're on the list.
All right. Anything new out of the Vince Russo camp? Is he still hot because of you didn't give more information on All In?
No, he did. Yeah, he kind of relented on that a little bit.
Right. I'd like to say that I really enjoy Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco. I've been watching it. I always listened to it before, you know, here and there, but I've been watching it pretty frequently for the past few weeks. Wanted to say I really enjoy that show.
Interesting. Do you like how I call Vince out?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I like Jeff sticking his two cents in too. You guys are just a good combination, the three of you.
Right.
What do you have to usually call Vince out for?
Some of the dumb. I mean, because he's I don't know. Just like he says dumb things sometimes. He has the wrong side sometimes.
He
you know.
Will he own up to it or he fights it?
Yeah, he usually owns up to it.
Conspiracy Horsemen.
Oh, they're still on the list. Did you see Ben Heyman?
No.
He got his Facebook page deleted. They disabled it.
Oh. What'd he do?
Nothing.
What?
But he doesn't do absolutely does nothing. This is what they're doing. They're shadow banning people that are talking about conspiracy theories online.
Wow.
Really?
And they're deleting, yes, 100%.
Really?
Yeah. That's two people that have been into the conspiracy theories and stuff, everything that I know, that they've disabled their accounts. And there's like no hate speech or nothing on there. That JG has heat guy. He got kicked off Twitter. Yeah. He got kicked off Facebook too. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Now what reason do they give? Thing. Do they give him a reason like you're saying stuff say, against they policy?
They say they violated terms of service, but they're very unclear about what they do. It's just it's bullshit. That's what they are censoring people on social media.
Wow. Pat Simon Diamond, his invention, the reverse battle royal, and the term Watts approved.
All those are on the list, especially Pat Simon Diamond, because Notre Dame's playing good, and it's going to get more annoying, you know. Right.
And you don't believe he ever met Bill Watts, right?
Of course he didn't.
What about Pedro Morales? You know, he said he went drinking with him in his own.
Yeah, he was drinking. He lived 5 minutes away. I would question that. I bet you if you did a Google Earth and looked at their addresses, they definitely would not be living near each other.
Huh. Ricky Hustle.
He's still on the list, and even though he tried to suck up to me at the Booker T's Reality Wrestling Fantasy Camp, he's on the list.
Marcus Everett.
Kid that went splat?
Yeah.
He's on the list, and there's a lot of people that have been posting splats these days. There's a couple that almost are splats, but they're not the Marcus Everett splat.
Right. And 1,000%, because Helms brought this up, there's absolutely no way that tremendously funny entrance where the guy tries to walk over the top rope and sits on his ass and does a like backflip into the that's not a splat.
How does that happen?
That's not a splat.
That is the greatest entrance ever.
Oh, there's
right?
so many gifs out there of wrestlers doing the stupidest things. I mean, like, you know, like, did you see the one that tossed the guy off the bat off the balcony?
Oh yeah, I sent that earlier. Yeah.
Like, what an idiot!
Thump. That was a thump.
Yeah.
How had none of these guys gotten seriously hurt? That's what really amazes me. It's incredible.
Yeah, they do get seriously hurt. We never hear about it, you know?
Yeah. Jojo Feeney, the Creative Control Network, and his pro wrestling tee store with like 14 shirts.
All of those are on the list, especially the pro wrestling tee store.
Oh, shit. I thought I had a chance there because he paused. I thought maybe something was getting taken off the list, but I guess not.
He probably multitasking and a shark boy.
He's still on the list. He's annoying. He's trying to take cheap shots at me on Twitter.
Raven.
He's not funny. He's on the list.
Your boy, Joey DeFalco.
That little son of a bitch. He turned on me. He's still on the list.
The Burning Man man.
You mean the guy that went to the Burning Man concert that got all messed up on fentanyl and flaca and bath salts and thought he was the actual Burning Man and ran into the fire and burned to death?
Yeah, and Sherm. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he's on the list.
True.
Road Dog.
He's on the list.
Not to be confused with, what is his name? G George? Joe?
From
Russo's.
JG. Huh?
JG.
Not to be confused with JG.
Right. J George has. J George is he's on the list.
Yeah.
He's on the Discord. Do we have any promos this week?
Yes, we do. We have we have one from J George, No Mitch Valentine, and then we also have a promo from someone we heard from earlier on in the show, too. So.
Okay.
Mitch Valentine, you and I have one thing in common. Our whole lives, we've dealt with a lot of rejection. From promoters to women. I mean, that's why you do the super JoJo Dutch 80s heartthrob gimmick that ain't gonna get you over anywhere you go. But I have something you don't have, Mitch. I got myself a tramp. Not just any tramp, I got myself the people's tramp. She's believed in me since day one. She's had my back since day one. So what do you have, Mitch? Nothing. And when I tune in and I listen to your promos week in and week out, what do you have to say about me, Mitch? Absolutely nothing. Because you have nothing on the unpredictable J. George. Well, instead of worrying about the people's tramp, you should be worried about me. Because I'm going to tell you straight up, when you and I lock horns at Disco List Wrestling, there's not going to be a, oh, well, if I win this or if I lose this. No. Straight up, Mitch. I am going to beat you down. And when it's all said and done, you'll be bent over looking for your pride. And I'm going to allow the people's tramp to get into that ring. And she's going to give you the pegging of a lifetime that Dave Meltzer himself is going to give five stars. Mitch, you're going to find out firsthand. As I look into your eyes, and for the first time in your life, you're going to be looking into the eyes of your father.
Jeez. Now, this promo must have been done before he broke up with Alicia or Felicia Rose, because according to her, they don't even, I don't even think they're working together, are they, Joe?
Maybe they are. She said she didn't really have anything bad to say about him, yeah.
She didn't have anything bad to say about him, but I thought she said she wasn't managing him anymore and this and that, so I don't know. Maybe she's still involved in this angle, though. In the angle, there's still a couple, right?
Yeah.
Right. But, okay,
Their characters.
The characters are dating.
What were the chances that she was high when she did our interview?
I don't know. She didn't sound high.
Oh, she was super high. Plus, I could hear her flicking the lighter. Yeah. She was,
Really?
She was enjoying herself.
I didn't
herself.
Notice that.
Yeah. But we do have a promo from her also responding to Mitch Valentine. Would you like to hear
tremendous.
That?
Go ahead.
All right. This is Felicia Rose.
Listen up, you clueless motherfucker. Next time you want to spew my name out your damn lips, you better at least get your facts straight. I am 100% real motherfucking woman, and I have the back problems to prove I've been carrying around these 25-pound tits for the last 17 motherfucking years. Also, everyone knows I'm too cum-hungry to waste a good load on my tits. Maybe if you didn't live under a fucking rock, you'd actually be successful. Oh, and one more thing. I am 100% single. That's right. Free bird, free agent, and I still am unwilling to touch your cock with any of my holes. Mitch, back the fuck up before I have to punish you like all the other little bitches that ride my coattails.
Damn, wow. She brought it.
Came out hard there.
Yeah, that's a money. That's right. Your money promo there.
Guys, I can't believe this bitch has blown both of you away.
Yeah. She looks like
just two or three promos.
That's the type of promo that you would think she would go out there and just whoop Austin's ass.
So does Mitch have a promo?
Nothing for Mitch this week. I guess he was
waiting. Well, Mitch, you just got called out.
Yeah, so, big time.
Ball's in your court. Let me see. Mike Beltran's mustache, the ref from UFC.
Oh, God. That thing's still... This is dragging on the ground still, right?
Yeah. Do you remember how we used to think it was his beard? It's actually his mustache. That's even worse. And I got to put over the little dog I told you about that I saw, the little Shih Tzu, that they said this was Mike Beltran's dog, and it was a little Shih Tzu that his mustache was hitting the floor.
Oh, my God.
That's tremendous. Jeff Lane's room.
Well, wait. Where's the Mitch Valentine promo?
He did not send one. I believe he's waiting for something to respond to. As you remember,
okay.
Well, he definitely got something to respond to now.
Yeah, he sent the only promo last week. So
pick his or hers, or both. Jeff Lane's room.
Oh, that's still on the list. Guy with all the toys.
Right. Do you think there's any interacting between Jeff Lane, his toys, and somehow, some way, even if it's via internet? Joe's toys or action figures.
I think they've shared, like they've Skyped and they show the toys to each other on Skype.
that there has been an introduction via the Skype. All right. Do you think either one of them has done the same with Zack Ryder?
No, I don't think they know Zack Ryder.
I heard that the podcast is very successful.
The toy podcast?
Yeah, very popular. Wow.
Bro, if you notice, almost like a lot of these guys, the majority of them that are, you know, podcasting and stuff like that, when they show videos and you look behind them, they all have toys.
Yeah.
You know? Let me see. Kevin Kleinrock's Triple A and Lucha.
That's all on the list.
Jeff Jarrett.
Still on the list.
Even though he went through rehab and got his life back together again?
I do not care about any of that. It's still on the list.
Wow. PWG.
Even in their new building, it's still on the list.
All right. Ryan Sand and his girlfriend, Erica Steiner.
They're on the list.
Have they done anything recently we should know about, Joe?
Yeah, they're trying to. I saw something. He was. Ryan was complaining, hey, anybody upset about Hulk Hogan being included in the new open on Raw? trying to go that. Yeah, racist Hogan. You know the deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't see what he's doing because, as you know, I was blocked. So I'm out of the loop on that.
Yeah.
The song She's a Lady.
Still on the list.
David Weiss, the Flat Earth Guy.
Still on the list.
Husey.
He's still on the list. It's Husey. Hello. He's still on the
Hello.
List. He's trying to get me on his podcast.
Okay, let people know who this guy is in case they don't know.
You should have let Joe tell him. He had him on his podcast. He was on his show.
Husey, you can catch him on YouTube with the It's Husey Hello podcast. How I came to know him is that he used to post clips from Keeping It 100, especially Disco Inferno clips. I mean, that's about it. YouTube guy. Now he has this weekly podcast on YouTube. It's Husey Hello. I think D.I. should do it. I think it would be a very, very entertaining episode, but there remains to be seen.
I do enough of podcasts. I have a job.
That's the same problem I have, bro.
Yeah.
People are always asking for podcasts.
People think
I feel bad.
Think I wrestle for a living. I got all this free time I have. No, I work for a living.
Yeah.
You know?
Or the other one that I get a lot is like, hey, will you listen to my podcast? Bro, I don't even listen to my own fans.
I listen to ours. I used to, but during football season, I listen to fancy football podcasts.
Right. So I don't really have time.
I don't really have time yet because I put a lot of money into – well, I mean, for me, I think it's a lot of money. You know, like $500-$600 on FanDuel each week. Right. So I'm always listening to podcasts, trying to find plays and stuff and all that. So, you know, I'm trying to
– How'd you do on your last – this week's FanDuel?
Just second in one of them, but there was the guy that had Calvin Ridley was the winner.
And
you didn't have Calvin Ridley, and he didn't play Latavius. Latavius Murray was like the obvious play this week. Everybody was supposed to play because the price was so low. He's starting running back in the 17th favorite, and he shit the bed.
Right.
So, yeah. The big winner in our FanDuel played Matt Ryan and Ridley, so doubled up. You know.
And your main
I played Ryan and Jones, and I could have played Ryan and Ridley. And
I won, yeah, I know. You know? Well, you can't go wrong. Yeah. Right. You know. Right.
Did you happen to hear me on It's Husey Hello, D.I.?
No.
God damn it.
That goes double. Independent New Japan Mexican and Women's Wrestling.
All of them are on the list.
Seth Rollins' knee.
Still on the list.
WWE creative.
Still on the list.
X-Pac.
Still on the list. And he's on the list for, because Shane Helms was on there, and they said that Disco was like a special needs, but that'd be like disrespectful to special needs. And X-Pac said, right.
That's tremendous. And the Meltzer rating system.
Still on the list.
All right.
Number one on the list.
All right.
She's a lady.
So let people know where they can find you. Do you put up haircuts?
I got stuff on Instagram, right. Disco Master GG, at The Real Disco on Twitter. I'm on the Vince Russo Show, Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco Friday on the Realm Network. I'm at Future Stars of Wrestling. I train there at FSW Vegas and Twitter and Facebook. And if you're ever in Vegas and want to come to the world's largest gentleman's club, dial 702-303-3430, Sapphire Gentlemen's Club. Mention my name. I'll send a free limo to pick you up, get you in for free, and get you a free drink. Savings about $90.
All right. For all of you that are going down to Vegas and want to meet the DI, don't just run up on him and think you can chop game. There's a protocol, and the protocol goes a little something like this. You step to him with a compliment, then you ask him a question. He'll speak to you 1 to 3 minutes. You've put him over. Additional time, if you're not annoying and you tell him you've got it like that, at no time will there be any direct eye contact. A $20 handshake gets you an autographed picture or another round. If you are drunk and or obnoxious, especially if you don't put them over, you will hear this.
Hey, you're one guy from the front door to back reception.
At which point you could tell them you go, girl, because they're kicking you out or you're getting 86, which is permanent removal. In rare cases, and it has happened, and I wish I was there to see this, they will beat the shit out of you and throw you out. I'd love to see that. I love when you go to a club and they're kicking somebody out.
Yeah.
Great news. Hugs are back on the table, especially for cute transgenders. Now, this is basically, again, like for gentlemen callers, but especially the gentlemen callers in the Philadelphia area. So you'll like this, Joe. Okay?
All right.
You might even want to partake in this. This is the Philly special. The hand job of the week at Sapphire is either a Philadelphia cream cheese and lox, okay, and it's low carb, so there's no bread, or you'll like this one, a Philly cheesesteak sandwich hand job, okay?
Is there fried onions on that?
100%. And you can witness this in 3D or virtual reality. Unfortunately, the 3D glasses or the VR goggles are not included. What do you got going on, Joe? Boom.
Well, you can check out the Creative Control Network on Twitter at the CC Network 1. What a rush with Road Warrior Animal recently had Brian Knobs on the show. If you check out World Through My Eyes with David Radigan, I recently was a guest on his show.
Ooh.
And,
Yeah,
me. You know, 30, 40 minutes of me just talking about myself. So, you know, very interesting shit going on there. And,
Jesus.
Other than that, you can check out the Creative Control Pro Wrestling Tee store at prowrestlingtees.com/CC with Joe Feeney. And you know what? It's my birthday next week, so if you want to buy a shirt to wish me a happy birthday, that would be tremendous. So
prowrestlingtees.com. I'll just wish you a happy birthday, and I may not even do that.
I won't either.
Well, at least I've seen DI wear his shirt. I sent Conan a shirt. I don't know. I think he.
Well, bro, I told you way ahead of time that will never be worn. I remember when KG gave us some shirts in Stockton, California, at that. What was it? It was like a podcast thing there. Remember? We had Hall, Nash, and X-Pac on.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, here, keep this because I'm never going to wear this. Disco is very polite. He actually did wear it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But, let me see. Anything else you need to plug, Joe?
No, that's it. Just prowrestlingtees.com/CC with Joe Feeney at the CC Network 1 and JFFeeney3rd on Twitter. That's it.
Right, so our next show, AAA, which is live on Twitch, will be the 30th of September from Guanajuato. And we'll have Psycho Clown, Dr. Wagner, Jeff Jarrett, Hijo de Fantasma, Maximo, Drago, Aerostar, Puma King. So it's going to be lit. And those great underneath matches that we've been doing just about every TV. So you can check that out on Twitch. We're going to be in Tijuana. AAA comes to Tijuana for a house show October 27th. So check that out. And DJ Z, Andrew Everett, Daga, Puma, Maximo, Laredo Kid, Vikingo, Taurus, they're all going to be there. Fabi, Kata. It's going to be a real good show. You can also check me out on Pop TV, Impact with LAX, MLW Fusion on the BN Network with Pentagon and Phoenix. And I think that's about it. I want to thank everybody that's, you know, Twitter and Facebook at KONNAN5150. And thank everybody that's been joining Patreon. That's been going up. Our $25 tiers have been going up. We're going to be doing more watch-alongs. We're going to be putting more stuff back there for you guys to check out. So keep supporting the cause and keep spreading the word to friend or foe. This has been Keeping It 100. Boom.
If you're in the Philly area or traveling there for the upcoming WWE SmackDown or AEW Dynamite shows, or if you're just vacationing and you're looking for the best cheesesteaks and hoagies in the area, look no further than Leo's Steak Shop in Folcroft, Pennsylvania. Now, the Pennsylvania area is known for their cheesesteaks. That's what they call them, the Philly cheesesteaks. It's widely known across the country, featured on the Food Network. They've been awarded the prestigious Philadelphia Magazine's Best of Philly Award. Now, that's huge, because in our club in Vegas, we get the Best of Vegas Award every year. And they are multiple year winners of the Best of Delco Awards.
You know, Disco, they've also won the Tri-State Cheesesteak Championship.
So check out leosteakshop.com. That's LEOSSTEAKSHOP.com for further information.
Leo's is located at 1403 Chester Pike in Falcroft, PA. You can also reach them at 610-461-9901 or find them on Facebook.
Stop by, get yourself lunch or dinner. Wrestlers love this place, and famous athletes and celebrities have made it a stop as well. You will not be disappointed, but bring your appetite and let them know that Keeping It 100 sent you.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.